that's got you feeling just a little bit down, how about something quite beautiful to help you with the mood? There is an amazing choir that is in town at the moment. They're rehearsing with the Australian Chamber Orchestra and will be performing tomorrow and Tuesday, Wednesday night at the City Recital Hall and then at the Opera House the following week. They are the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, and they're in Australia, really singing the work of this Estonian composer called Arvo Pärt, who is, well, he's hugely successful in the classical world. He's the most played, the most played living composer, and has been for a number of years. And so this choir goes around the world and they share the sounds of these compositions. His music is, it's kind of inspired by Gregorian chants, and look, it takes a, you know, it's sort of immersive, really. It's these amazing voices.
He's got quite a lot of big time musical fans, hasn't he?
Yeah, people like Björk and Nick Cave, PJ Harvey, they absolutely love the work of Arvo Pärt, and these guys really are the great choir to sing it. They're Estonian and they're amazing. There were 15 of them. They came in yesterday and sang for us in our studio, and you'll hear that in just a moment. But just a bit of background, here's just a little bit of the conversation that I had with their bassist. His name is Henry Tiesma. When I say bassist, he's the you know, bass voice in the choir. And talking about why Arvo Pärt, how he inspires them.
Arvo Pärt is definitely a national treasure, to say the least. He's a very, very kind and gentle man, and really a father figure.
Mm. Am I right? He is the most performed living composer in the world.
Yeah, eight consecutive years,
right,
now, according to Backtrack.
Yeah, well, we'll take that as gospel. Tell us about him. He's obviously somebody who has been composing for a long time.
He certainly has, starting back in the 60s even now. Of course, his style back then was much different than the Tintinnabuli system that he has developed throughout the years. There are some most unfortunate chapters in his life. He was banned from playing in concert halls. His music was banned during the Soviet time because he jumped the ship, sort of saying. He left for Germany, I think, it was the final destination for him. During that time, about 10 years, I think, his music was banned.
And a lot of it's based on Gregorian chants?
Well, not all of them, but he is definitely a very spiritual man. He's a very religious man. And his music is really, really spiritual. And it leaves you with a very emotional experience. To say that, you don't have to be necessarily religious to hear his music. And it's definitely not sort of old church music, boring things like that. No, nothing like that. It leaves you in an exasperated state, let's say.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what the choir is going to sing for us today.
We are going to do Arvo Pärt's piece called Dabacem Domine, basically give us peace, O Lord.
So Henry Tiesma there from the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir. Whatever you're doing, just stop for a moment and have a listen to these 15 voices in the studio and what they can do.
Thank you.
Imagine being able to sing like that.
That's fabulous
isn't
stuff,
it amazing?
Isn't it? That'd be lovely.
Yeah, the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, they're in town at the moment. They'll be performing with the Australian Chamber Orchestra under the trusty baton of Richard Tognetti. City Recital Hall tomorrow night, and then Tuesday and Wednesday nights. And there's also a matinee performance at the Opera House this Sunday.